Hip-hop put the city of Compton in the national spotlight. Now the Los Angeles suburb is on its way to gaining another claim to fame, America's murder capital. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, a recent increase in homicides is creating new fears and worries in the city.
The city of Compton covers only 10 square miles, but living in that small space are 8,000 known gang members and scores of parolees recently released from state prison. It's a world glorified by gangster rappers like The Game, Eazy-E, and N.W.A., some of Compton's most notorious boosters. I'm coming straight out of Compton, Compton. This summer, Compton's reality is catching up to its thuggish image. With a recent surge in homicides, the city is on the verge of displacing New Orleans as the city with America's biggest per capita murder rate.
My husband, he got killed. His name was Miguel Angel Morales. He was 19.
Jasmine Aguilar is just 15 years old, a high school student, and 7 months pregnant. She says she lost her husband on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
His friends were fighting in the street. And he was trying to separate them, and one of his friend's enemies, he took out a shank and stabbed them in the neck and in the head.
Many people in Compton lost faith in the system a long time ago. A corruption scandal sent the last mayor to prison. The city's troubled police force was finally abolished, and Compton hired county deputies to patrol its streets. Then came a new mayor and city council, all of them born-again Christians, who promised to clean up the town. Councilmember Isidore Hall says getting rid of the gangs is a priority.
These are vicious thugs that we're coming after. We know where they are, and we're going to come get them, period.
This is what they use in Iraq.
Fully armed in a bulletproof vest, Deputy John Rodriguez goes on patrol armed with a shotgun, a stun gun, a tear gas gun, a grenade launcher, and a military-style automatic rifle.
That's some serious weaponry here. Maybe they have an AK-47 because there's a lot of AK-47s out here. You're entering a war zone today.
Rodriguez says besides the standard drive-by shootings, Compton also has plenty of walk-up shootings and even bike-bys by peewee gangsters who aren't yet old enough to drive a car.
During the day, it looks like hometown USA. The lawns are manicured, the houses are painted, but it seems like once the sun goes down, it becomes a battleground.
On patrol, Rodriguez stops a man on the street and asks him about a call of shots fired in the neighborhood.
Did you hear any gunshots, sir?
Nobody saw or heard laying on the ground anywhere.
Nobody saw or heard anything, huh?
No.
Rodriguez says Compton's crime rate has been on the decline. No one can explain why the murder rate has taken such a big jump. Some critics say it's because the city hasn't hired enough cops, but many believe law enforcement is only part of the solution.
We bury so many children. There were 8 murders just a week and a half ago in a 1-week period.
Father Stan Bosch leads the only broad-reaching gang intervention program in Compton. One of the things fueling the violence, he says, is racism, mostly black versus Latino. That and a sense that nobody really cares.
Chaos in the house. Dad's virtually not present. The young fellas go out on the street. The most insecure people on our streets are our gang members, and they're fellows that need to be loved. And yet that's not a popular point of view.
Bring deliverance to the city of Compton.
All night last Friday, Compton's clergy gathered in a Baptist church and prayed for an end to the killing. Among them was Pastor Rayford Owens.
I'm a deputy right here in Compton, and we can't do it all. We can't do it all. We need the mobilization of the people. If we can get the people to stop being afraid to talk to just a young man. He's not a gang member, he's a young man, man. And hopefully we can get him to understand what we're trying to do.
Bring deliverance, Father God, to the city of Compton and families, Lord God.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You'll find photos of some of the people and places in Mandalit's story on our website, npr.org.